This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, March the 4th, 2014. I'm Manuela Zaragoza. Will the EU and US impose economic sanctions on Russia over its actions in Ukraine? The EU is to hold an emergency summit this Thursday on whether to impose them. A senior US official said in Washington that the country was ready to impose them in days rather than weeks. But meanwhile, financial markets recovered a lot of the losses they made yesterday. On Wall Street, the main Dow index ended up 1.4% at 16,395 points, and that was after London finished the day up 1.7% at 68.23. Many investors appear to have decided that economic sanctions won't happen. Chris Lowe at Brokers FTN Financial in New York told me more.
The situation in Crimea is far from settled, but my sense is that what the stock market was fearful of wasn't necessarily a full-blown Russian invasion. It was economic sanctions and the repercussions from economic sanctions. And now that it's clear the European Union is really not interested in sanctions, there's been a relaxation. So oil prices are down, natural gas prices are down. You know, obviously that's a bet that the flow of energy out of Russia will continue. And stock prices are not only up, they're higher than they were at the open yesterday before the big sell-off.
But it's not certain that the European Union won't participate with any economic sanctions. That's not a certainty yet.
No, exactly. It's not a certainty. But I think part of what's happening as well is a lot of the cash that came out of stock markets around the world went into U.S. treasuries. And this morning, Putin threatened that if there are sanctions imposed, that Russia will dump treasuries, Russia will default on loans from U.S. banks, and, you know, essentially undermine the dollar. And because of that, treasury yields are up. They're up quite a bit, in fact. And that could be part of what's driving the trade as well, is that people are beginning to realize the safety they fled to isn't quite as safe as they thought it was. And if they're going to take risk, they might as well take risk in equities.
Because America has said that it is going to put in place economic sanctions and that it's a question of days, not weeks, when that happens.
Well, that's right. President Obama has talked about sanctions, I think partly because he's trying to restore his brand. He's plunged to extraordinarily low approval levels in the polls in the U.S., partly because he's viewed as weak, partly because he misjudged the Russian threat so badly. And so imposing sanctions might be a way to at least look stronger.
But is there no concern then that that would affect U.S. markets? Russia has said it will retaliate if there are economic sanctions.
No, of course they have. And I think that what investors are concluding is that the president has backed down in the face of retaliation before, and he probably will back down again.
And that was Chris Lowe of FTN Financial in New York. And that ends this Wall Street update.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness.